time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And good morning to all of you. Welcome to another day. This is Wednesday, and it looks pretty nice outside. A lot of blue sky, and you can't beat that, can you? Unless you were wanting it to rain. But it's really a great day out there. And warming up. And it's spring. Oh. Now just think. A lot of people will say, yeah, but I like fall. But the only thing with fall, even though it's kind of nice, has a quaint smell to it, it's followed by snow and ice. But spring is followed by warmth. Blue skies and, well, sometimes thunderstorms. And but warmth. Oh, my. Well, so how are you all doing today? Have you enjoyed the last few days? Let me see what else is going on. I was trying to think in the Marion area. I was wondering, too. I drive on Route 95, of course, every day, and a lot of the potholes were patched. But they used something entirely different than blacktop, it looks to me. And when you drive over that now, it kind of bounces your car around. And that's different than your car going down a pothole, though. But it's kind of, yeah, I just wonder if something new was tried. Boy, it got hard in a hurry, that's for sure. Well, anyhow, that's just one thing I noticed. Also, I noticed, too, that there are a number of cars passing school buses as the school buses are loading or unloading. And boy, you know, and what a lot of people don't know is when they shoot around one of these school buses, their picture is being taken. And it's pretty easy to turn that car in. So you have to remember that if you ever are tempted to pass a school bus loading or unloading when they've got their lights on. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. There is blue sky out there this morning, and I've got a whole bunch of questions. I've been saving them up now for about a week. And I thought I'd start out with an easy one. What I've got to give away today, Penn Station 6-inch sub, a couple of McDonald's meals, a Jags T-shirt. Now, this Jags is probably a large. Let me see. Yes, it's an extra large. Jags. Okay. And then I've got a Jags coffee cup, and it's one of those big ones like CRT. I also have a CRT coffee cup. And, oh boy, I don't know how much you'd have to pay to get one of these nice, big, tall aluminum ones, but you'd pay something. So I got two of the big, I got CRT and the Jags to give away, coffee cups, and that's about it. Okay, so what am I going to ask you that I would hope that a lot of people can answer? And that's when the swallows come back to blank every year. I suppose they've already come back. When the swallows come back to blank, there's a song that, it was written probably back in the early 40s about Capistrano. When the swallows come back. Okay. If you can answer that question, I'll let you have your choice, or if you just want to answer it, it's okay with me. And then another question, can you name at least three of the Marion County Park District installations? Now, the one would be, of course, the Tallgrass Trail. But there are others. Can you name two others? Ah, that may put it on your thinking caps, won't it? Just like, remember, in the early days of Quickie Quiz, when I used to play the theme song for that, put on your thinking caps. You'll bet it's time for Quickie Quiz. We'll bet you'll be a whiz. Oh. Time marches on, doesn't it? I see, too, on Facebook today, a young man that I knew that was involved in radio, Tim Kennedy, passed away. That would be a surprise to a lot of people. He was young, Tim Kennedy. I remember him, first of all, when he played the piano as a little kid at the Southland Mall when I was doing... Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, you just gave us the answer when you're singing the song, When the Swallows Would Come Back to Capistrano.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd call in and remind you of that. Okay. I don't need a prize or anything.
Okay, well, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano, I'll be there. Okay. Oh, yes. That's an old one. And speaking of old, I've got another old one here. Back, if you're near my age, or maybe even a little bit younger, maybe in your 70s, on Saturday mornings on radio, there used to be a program called, what? And they reenacted, or played out, all the old fairy tales. Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, Rumpelstiltskin, every Saturday morning. What was the name of that program? Now, here's the thing. Once I tell you, or once you get the answer to that, you can go to the internet and bring up this program. I brought it up the other day. I didn't have a long enough time to listen to it, but I brought up the Jack and the Beanstalk story. I can still remember listening to Jack and the Beanstalk on the radio. And now here it is, 50 or 60 or 70 years later, and I'm getting it on this cell phone. What was the name of that program on Saturday mornings? What was the name of it? Yeah. And it was followed by another radio program. It was really a lot of, it was interesting. I can't remember what their subject was mainly. But it was titled Grand Central Station. And that followed Let's Pretend, Grand Central Station. Now, the thing is, which they mentioned on the internet, Grand Central was a railroad station, not just a station. It would have been a terminal. The correct usage of the English would have been Grand Central Terminal. But on the radio program was Grand Central Station. And you could hear the steam engine whistling in the background. Oh, yes. But what preceded that? What was the name of that children's program that was so popular among kids? But there are no more of those kids listening except me. And maybe you. Do you remember the name of that program? It was sponsored by, let me see, what was it? Was it Cream of Wheat? One of those earlier cereals sponsored it. Just like Captain Midnight was brought to you by Ovaltine. And that started about Ovaltine in 1934, in that era. But they sponsored Captain Midnight for many, many years. And you can even see on the internet, if you bring up Captain Midnight, the decoder badges. I had one. I wish I had it yet. They're worth hundreds of dollars, really, on the antique market. Hundreds, maybe $300 for a Captain Midnight decoder badge, of which I had at least one. You had to send in a box top or something, a label from Ovaltine to get that, maybe in a quarter, I don't know. Okay, how about it, folks? How many of you remember the early morning radio programs? That was before Big John and Spark. Well, no. Big John and Sparky was on. Yeah, Mayor Yuki Butcher, remember? Yuki Butcher and Mayor Plumfront. Oh, yes, I was an engineer. At 5 o'clock every day, we went to the ABC Radio Network for Big John and Sparky. Oh, Bringing back any memories? Or was that way before your time? 10:29 is my time. And, well, that's anybody's time right now. We're going to break here shortly. But, okay, I mentioned when the Swallows come back to Capistrano. But I'm needing the name of that early morning back in the radio days, the name of that radio program that portrayed all of the children's stories. My. And some of those stories, Rumpelstiltskin, Jack and the Beanstalk and all those. Yeah, and you can still hear them. I couldn't believe, I about fell over. I have to watch where I fall nowadays, so, you know, it might hurt. But there it is, the theme song and the whole works of
Scott, you know, there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt, Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, well, there's a lot of things that as you get older, past middle age, and sometimes even before, things that really can create mayhem in your body, whether it's to your lungs, your limbs, your heart, your liver, your pancreas, you name it. My goodness, there are so many things that you got to be concerned about, but yet, how do you live properly to avoid? Now, you can not smoke, and I tell you, I could not believe that Sean Hannity advertises those smokeless cigarettes. Well, they're not smokeless. Those cigarette, electronic cigarettes, they also have nicotine. And when you smoke those, you become a cloud of vapor. And Hannity's advertising those. I know they're sold in Marion now, but some people just can't get along without inhaling something, whether it's fresh air or fresh nicotine-laden smoke or vapor or whatever. I notice some businesses have a sign on, no vaporless or no whatever they call them, smokeless. You can't call them smokeless. No electronic cigarettes. That's what it's called. Okay. Now, let's go back to another question. Do you remember Edgar Bergen? He had a character by the name of Charlie McCarthy, and my parents claimed they named me Charlie after Charlie McCarthy, the dummy. But, that was a well-listened-to radio program back in the good old days. And Edgar Bergen, of course, he could do that program without his dummies there because he did the voices for all of them. But his one dummy, other than Charlie McCarthy, was what? What was his name? Charlie McCarthy's partner. If you can name that, I'll let you have anything you want here, prize-wise. Penn Station sub, McDonald meal, a Jeggs t-shirt, a Jeggs coffee cup, or a CRT coffee cup. You name it. 10:33 is the time. So, yeah, Edgar Bergen had two characters. One of them was Charlie McCarthy. What was the other? He was a someone entirely different character than Charlie McCarthy. Now, I once had, and I found it on the internet too, a Charlie McCarthy hat game. It was a cardboard-like a fibrous container, and the inside were all these wooden hats. And a thing, a launcher. You could put a wooden hat on this thing, and it was a spring, and you flip it,
and see if you get that hat in that box. Now, that goes back to early 30s, but it was a Charlie McCarthy thing. I had, and I don't know whatever happened to it. It must have got thrown away. Wish I had it yet. Okay, so Charlie McCarthy, or Edgar Bergen, his characters, Charlie McCarthy and what was the name of the other one? Okay, my listeners must all be a lot younger. Okay, so let me find, now here's an easy one, perhaps. If you listen to the news, you could tell me, in Lordstown, Ohio, General Motors manufactured a certain brand, or not brand, but model of car. A certain model of car by General Motors. Can you tell me the name of it? Well, some of you listening right now might have one. But the main thing was they stopped production of them in Lordstown, Ohio. What was it? What was the name of that vehicle that they stopped production of in Lordstown, Ohio? Now, that's recent news. You don't have to be old to know that one. Okay? And I got another question here. It's up for grabs for the oldest, and this was on the internet too. Where is the oldest restaurant in Marion? Now, most people said Stewart's Root Beer. Technically, Stewart's Root Beer is outside of Marion, just beyond the city limits. Okay, so what other restaurant would be the oldest within the city limits of Marion? Now, I'm not sure, but I will take a lot of guesses. What restaurant has been in business longer than any other within the city limits of Marion? Got you thinking? Yeah. You might have to think all day to think up, is there one that's been in business a long time within the city? Okay, 740383. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
That car that they're building in Lordstown was, it was the Cruise.
Yes, the Cruise. Hey, would you like a prize?
Would no.
No? Okay.
I don't want one right now.
Oh, okay. Well, some other time.
Okay.
Okay, all right. The Cruise, yeah, that takes care of that. Let me cross that one off. The Lordstown Chevy Cruise. Okay. Oh, now here's a good one. Now this one I used to listen to all night when I was doing transmitter maintenance. That was before I was on the air. I did transmitter maintenance a lot of nights from midnight to early in the morning. And I would listen to WLW in Cincinnati. They had a program that it was kind of like nostalgia. It was on every night. Peter Grant was the announcer. Peter Grant. I'd like for you to tell me what the name of the program was. And it's probably received a lot of awards. It's probably in the, you know, Hall of Fame or whatever. What was the name of that all-night program? It was, well, at least an hour's worth, that Peter Grant did on WLW back some years ago. It was quite well known. It was kind of a nostalgic program. Peter Grant would read poems and interesting quotes from different stories. But it became a here clear across the country, because WLW reached and still does a long, long way. And people listened to that program across the United States. Okay. So what was the name of that program? Like I said, I used to listen to that every night, doing transmitter maintenance as an engineer. Yep. Okay. Now let's see, what else can I ask you? Name the college or the university that if you're traveling down in the Portsmouth area, you would encounter this college. What's the name of it? Yeah. I just scratched myself with my pen. And I can see the results of taking that new blood thinner. Oh, my land. Yeah. See if I can stop that. Of all things. Yeah, what's the name of that university? Down around Portsmouth. Now, if you were doing the Tosser, the tour of the Scioto Valley bike ride, some of you stayed at that university. They provided sleeping areas. What's the name of that university? Okay, let's see. What else? That's right. That reminds me. There was an obituary I read of a bicyclist in this area, and it was an obituary, and I can't find it now. But listen, this guy, he was about my age. He had traveled 300,000 miles on his bicycle. And he said, in his obituary, he said, those miles were all documented. In other words, he kept track of 300,000 miles of biking. And it also told how many times he did a tour of the Scioto River Valley, a bike tour, which I did for 14 years. And I can't remember his name, but I read his obituary. I think it was from Crawford County, if I'm not mistaken. 300 authenticated miles on a bicycle. Think how many tires, how many tubes that would take. Boy. Okay. Now, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Edgar had a partner, or Charlie McCarthy had a kind of a brother-like guy. What was his name? Started with the letter M. That's as much as I can tell you. It was Charlie McCarthy with Edgar Bergen as the voice, and the other partner and the other dummy started with an M. What was it? And in fact, it was a two name. I'll give you the first name, Mortimer. That was the first name of Charlie MacArthur's partner, Mortimer. Now, can you give me the last name? All right. Or can you tell me what area of Ohio? Oh, here we go. I bet this is a winner. Yes, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all right.
Yeah, you're looking for the name Mortimer Snurd.
Yes, Mortimer Snurd. Yeah, boy.
Oh, okay, thanks, Charlie.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, Mortimer Snurd. Oh, my. Have you ever heard of anybody with the name of Snurd? Well, let me cross this off. Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snurd. Mortimer was a not-so-brilliant partner. Now, I suppose you'd be criticized for having somebody like Mortimer making fun of somebody that wasn't at all, you know, too intelligent. Okay, what was the name of the university down there around Portsmouth? You'll probably find it on the Ohio map if you want to take a look. Or what was the name of that radio program for kids back way back? Or what was the name of that area where the buzzards come back every year? No, it wasn't Capistrano. It was a town in Ohio. I've been there. Not when the buzzards were there, but I was there just before. I think it was a week or two before the buzzards arrived. Now, there's quite a story about a massive shooting of wild animals, you know, that always existed. I don't know which animal it was they wanted to get rid of. And they shot him and just left him lay. Well, the buzzard spotted him and said, "Hey, it's our day." And the buzzards arrived. But it was in the month preceding the month we are in now. What was the date that the buzzards come back to this little town in Ohio? Now, let me tell you, too, we not only have the regular buzzard, which is really a vulture,
But we have a new variety of them that's working into Marion County called the Black Vulture. Now, it's a little smaller. Its tail is a little shorter, and its beak does not have color like the regular turkey vulture, or what we call buzzards. Yeah, can you tell me the name of that that new invasive vulture, what they call it? All right, or can you tell me two or three? Oh, here we go. Good morning, we're on the air.
The buzzards come back to Hinckley.
Yes, they do. Hinckley, yes, every year. March the 15th. Okay, would you like something today?
What's your prizes?
Well, I got...
Scott, do you know what my favorite
hang in
meal
there.
Is?
Stay right there.
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, listener, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, well, I got a Penn Station. I've got McDonald's. I've got a Jegs T-shirt. I've got a Jegs coffee cup and a CRT coffee cup.
How about a McDonald's?
Okay, all right. And what is your name?
Eva Pollock.
Yeah, Eva. Okay. All right, I'll put you down here for a McDonald's.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, when the swallows come back to Capistrano, well, no, when the swallows come back to Hinckley Ridge. But as I was saying, just a second here to write down her prize here. I found out pretty quick. How many of you are familiar with this new blood thinner called, what's the date today? It's the 3rd. Okay. It's 4/3/19. Woo, wow. Okay. 4/3/19. 43/19. Is that what my watch says? No. My watch said it's the 21st. I got to correct that. It also says it's Sunday. I got to get busy on that watch. And like I was saying, too, you hear and see advertised this new blood thinner called Eliquis that prevents strokes. But I don't know if they tell you, but you don't want to fall down and get cut. You don't want to be in an accident when you're taking Eliquis or you'll bleed to death. Pure and simple. And I just cut myself with a pin, my pen, and I'm nurturing that to keep it from doing any more damage. Oh, my goodness. Okay, what else do I have here? The college or the university down at Portsmouth. The name of the radio program from back in the clear up until almost 1950. Okay, I got Hinckley Ridge. Okay. I've got stories related to everything I talk about. Now, when I was going across Ohio with my group for the very first time for the American Cancer Society, we went straight across Ohio. We started out in Michigan, came down, and headed toward Pennsylvania. And we were going Hinckley Ridge, is a real ridge. Oh, my land. I went downhill, and I had a broken spoke. And as I went downhill, my wheel was wobbling so bad. Steve Lemke, you remember Steve? He was right beside me, and I said, he had a speedometer. I said, Steve, how fast are we going? He said, 45 miles an hour. I thought, oh, no. And me with a broken spoke. Well, I got down to the bottom of the hill by Hinckley Ridge. And what do you do when you have a broken spoke? You got to repair it. Well, thank goodness Ed Miller, our great leader, was an expert with bicycles. He worked for Rockies. And so when we got down, we borrowed somebody's pickup truck, the bed of the pickup, laid my bicycle on it. Ed put a new spoke in. We all carried extra spokes. He put a new spoke in and trued my wheel so it wouldn't wobble anymore. And away we went. That's my memories of Hinckley Ridge and the buzzards. Okay. You see, I have a story with everything. But I still haven't had anyone tell me at least three of the Marion County Park District installations, or in other words, where you could go to observe something. Now, I'll tell you, one of them is the Tallgrass Bike Trail. That is part of the Crawford or the Marion County Park District. Now, there's several other locations. If you can tell me a couple of those or so, I'll give you a prize. All right. And let's see, what else do I have here? Anybody want to, and I don't know, so it's not really a question for a prize. Where would the oldest restaurant in Marion be? What is the oldest restaurant within the city of limits? Now, the obviously, the one that's been around longer than any other just outside the city is Stewart's Drive-In. Stewart's Root Beer. Yeah, it's been there. Oh, my goodness, I don't know when it started. But when I came to Marion in 52, you know, it was so popular. Still is. Stewart's Drive-In. Root Beer. Okay. But what would, within the city limits, what would the oldest restaurant be? Is there one you could faithfully say is the oldest within the city limits? What would it be? Yeah, put on your thinking caps and see if you can get that one. Okay, now I want to tell you, Trinity Baptist Church, their Sunday sermon airs on WWGH Radio Sundays and Wednesday nights, 6:10 till 7 p.m. Got that? Trinity Baptist Church. Their sermon is, is heard Sundays, 6:10 to 7 p.m. And with Sundays and Wednesdays. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The oldest restaurant?
Yes.
In Marion?
Yes.
Now, are you talking any restaurant? It could be a mom and pop outfit.
Well, sure, anyone serving food.
Well, you know, the oldest one's got to be McDonald's up on North Main Street.
No, I don't. That is an oldie. But I think there are a lot of.
That's been there since the early 60s. And you mean a restaurant?
Or a place serving food. You know, like a only. Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking of. The Jersey. The Jersey has to be the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think?
I would consider that a restaurant, but.
Well, it's a food purveyor, and, you know, buy sandwiches there, ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, hey.
I say potato, I say potato.
Hey, and thank. The Marion Star had a nice story about you on the front page.
Yes.
I want my money back.
You want your money back.
No. Hey, that's all right, huh?
Yeah. We're all excited about it and see what we won in that. Plus, it gives a little bit more exposure to the fly-in and everything. And we got a lot of things planned here, and as soon as we get our capitalization, we'll be able to get everything into gear, and then we'll only have to worry about Mother Nature being kind to us again.
Yes, yes.
So
great.
So the jersey. So that's what you had in mind.
Yeah, that's and I think everybody would probably say the jersey, if anything.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Now,
I usually think of a restaurant as a place where you go into.
Well, sit down, yeah.
Or you sit down.
Well, I tell you what.
Really, they got picnic tables.
Now,
stuff,
here's another, though. The
establishment, yeah.
The location, the Grub and Pub, which once
Grub
was
and Pub. Weller's,
Weller's. Drake's yeah, Wine Cellar one time.
Used to be Weller's, right?
Yeah, Weller's, right.
Yeah.
That, it's been more or less continuous operation, hasn't it?
Well, there's been a restaurant there, but it hasn't always been Weller's.
No, it's been a number of different ones, but...
Yeah, I remember when it was Weller's, all the city garbage men and everybody used to go in there early in the morning. It seems like they would open at 5:30.
Yes. And Steve, he was a cook, the chef at the Harding Hotel.
Don't remember.
Started with a what? Steve ran that.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was the main cook, and his dad was the main cook at the Harding Hotel.
Mm.
Oh, Bomas, Steve Bomas.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Steve Bomas ran Weller's Grill for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could maybe argue but it's not the Keg and Vine, and Byrie's hasn't been there.
Byrie's been
there since what?
10 or
10?
At least 10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, it's amazing. It shows what you can do if you've got the goods. People will beat a pathway to your door.
Absolutely. That should go down as the same way. In Bucyrus, the Little Athens Greek restaurant, the owner there converses with all the customers. And they serve good food, and they're absolutely clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Don't have to have a big fancy place as long as the food's good. And
that's right.
Reasonably priced.
For sure, yes.
Yep. Well, hey, have a good show.
And, all right.
Talk with you the next time I talk with
Very
you.
Very good. Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay. All right. That was Terry Klein. Yes, and he's up his filmmaking business. Is up for an award out west, and really great. Yeah, that brings some highlight to Marion, by the way. Okay. Well, I've gone through most of these questions that I had. I never did get the university down at Portsmouth. And it's a well-known university down there in the Portsmouth area. I didn't get the radio program, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to go on to another list of questions. Let's Pretend was the name of the radio show that was on the early 40s. And you can find that if you type in on a search on Google, you can bring up Let's Pretend. And you'll also bring up a list of their different programs or titles. You can bring up Jack and the Beanstalk and hear it portrayed. And their theme, you can bring that up. Let's Pretend. And I'm trying to remember the sponsor. I think might have been Cream of Wheat. Okay, now we'll go to a new list of questions here. Can you tell me what the initials LPG stand for in life? in every day. L, like in London, P as in Peter, G as in George. LPG. What do those letters stand for? It's part of everyday life, more or less. 10:59 is the time, and we'll be breaking here in another minute or so for 10 minutes of news and various things. But what do LPG, those letters, stand for? That'll be our first question going into our next segment. We have 1 minute left in case, well, in case anyone wants to call within that minute and give me the answer. LPG. Like L in London, P as in Peter, G in and George. Or Lou, Poo, and G. LPG. Okay, what do those letters stand for in everyday life? Okay, we're coming up on 10:59 and a half. We're going to break here shortly. We've had one winner so far today, Eva Pollock. She got the McDonald's meal. I've got another McDonald's meal, a Jeggs T-shirt, a Jeggs coffee cup, and a CRT coffee cup, and a partridge in a pear tree. It's now. You want to ring the bell?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because